From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond reading Revenge for Old Time's Sake, a Tracy Eaton mystery by Chris Neary. Now let's begin with Revenge for Old Time's Sake. Prologue. I never thought sex would kill me, but it nearly did. Oh, not at that moment. Bathed as I was in the afterglow of coital bliss, death was the last thing on my mind. And it's not often a mystery author admits that. Snuggling under the down comforter, I ran my fingers over my husband's chest. With his wavy, light brown hair sleep-tousled and his dimples flashing, Drew was extra easy on the eyes this morning. But it takes more than looks to make a marriage. As different as we were, people often found us an unlikely pair. I never thought it should be that hard to grasp what kept us together. Quite simply, Drew was my rock, and I was his fun, his spirit of adventure. Sure, I kept things from him at times, for his own good, and mine. And yeah, rocks do crush adventures when they fear they'll go too far afield, as if such a thing were possible. Mostly it worked because we both knew Rock Guy needed a dash of enjoyment in his life, and though I hated to admit it, Fun Girl needed some stability. Besides, we'd always been dynamite between the sheets. If it ain't broke, don't be a jackass and break it. That's my motto. Elsewhere in our rambling wreck of a house, I heard the faint sound of footsteps. Our house guests were stirring. I braced for the inevitable frown that should cross Drew's face. He didn't understand why we needed to house.